Welcome to Fiyomi Yerushalmi. We're holding an Oral Daf Lamed Aleph in the Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Sheni, beginning of Aloch Ches in the top of Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Se'orosh the Truma v'shekile ha'kerem she'noflu l'toich iso. You have yeast of Truma and yeast of Kilaim that fall into a dough. Lo'i b'zeke de l'chametz v'lo'i b'zeke de l'chametz. None of these yeast is enough to cause the dough to sour. You need both together. Vinitztarfu v'chimtzu, and together they made a chimutz. So then what? Also the zorim mutal kriyani. The zorim is regular Israel. You can't eat not trumo and not kilaim. He can't eat his dough. Kriyani that could eat the trumo, so there's no problem to the trumo part. So what's the problem? Because the kilaim. Kilaim doesn't have enough kashir, so therefore it's mutal kriyani. Rav Shimon matil is zorim with a kriyani. Because Rav Shimon, as we learned earlier, he says that two shemois, two different types, don't join together. So I have one kilaim and one trumo. They don't join. So even a zar doesn't have a problem. Continues the Mishnah, a similar case. Tavlin shel trumo v'shekile akerim. You have a spice of trumo and of kilaim. Shenovel toch dere fell into a dish. Lo be'el k'dei tavl, lo be'el k'dei tavl. Each one alone is not enough to make the food spicy. V'nit star for b'tivu. Together they brought to give taste to the tavshil. Also, the zorim umutal kriyanim. The zar cannot eat it because you have here both things which are also trumo and kilaim, and the kriyanim are allowed to because the trumo is mutter and kilaim doesn't have kashir. Rav Shimon matil is zorim vela kriyanim. Shimon says the both mutter because the two shamers they join don't join together. Rav Shimon goes on his shita. So the gemara. So shel trumo v'shel shviz shenoflo toich ha'iso. Another case, you have seor, you have yeast of trumo. And yeast of Shemitah. What's Shemitah? We'll see later in the Gemara. Talk about Tzvichin. Tzvichin means things that grow on their own in Shemitah. They're Asur. So you have your Chumah, you have a Shemitah. Shenof lo to Echeisa fell into a dough. Loi bezeket el chametz. Loi bezeket el chametz. None of them has enough to cause chimut, to cause the dough to sour. Finit starvo v'chimtza. Together they join in mechametz. Asur lezayim. Azar can't eat it because both are Asur to him. The Chumah and the Shemitah. It's mutul kahanim. Why is mutul kahanim? Because the trum was allowed and the shmita doesn't have a shear. Shmita mati lezayim lekoyanim. Shmita is mutter, as we learned in the Mishnah, because it's coming from two shemus. One is shmita, one is kilayim. Bezeket lechametz or bezeket lechametz. But if each one has enough to cause chimutz, v'nitztar for v'chimutz together, they join together to cause chimutz. Also lezayim v'lekoyanim. It's also to both, because you have your enough shear of Shemitah, and it's also to both. Ablozer of Shimon, Matir, the Gears of Abchaim is Lekoyanim. The Koyanim can eat it. They can eat it from the Chometz of Truma for sure, because there's no Isser. But even from the Chometz of Shemitah, they're allowed to eat it. And the Gemara immediately questions this. Why is that so? Ravo Alma, Rabbi Yochanan Bai, Yochanan asked, Ma ben Truma, it's a Zorim, Ma ben Shviz, it's a Koyanim. The same way Truma is also the Zorim, and therefore they can't eat it. So also the Shemitah is also the Koyanim, they can't eat it. Truma, it's a Zorim, a Suro, Shviz, it's a Koyanim, Muteris. What's that? The Truma is also, and the Shviz, the Koyanim is Mutter. Answers the Gemara in the Flamandav and Beis. Chazov Omer Rabbi Yochanan, answer Rabbi Yochanan, Tipoter, the answer is, Shenofal Seyor Shetrumo Tchilo. Originally the Truma fell into the Issa. Lebo Shviz El Livgoim. Then when Shemitah fell, when the Seyor and the yeast of Shemitah fell, it's only Noisen Tam Livgam. It's only given a bad taste. A bad taste is not something which is Oyser. Because of Lozor Reb Shimon Beshitas Oviv, he went in the Shita of his father. Ma b'shita sofi, what's shita sofi? He's going to explain a few explanations. But the first explanation is, k'mar te b'shimun omar, noisne tamim levgam motor. The same b'shimun holds that something gives a bad taste as motor. K'am blozo b'shimun omar, noisne tamim levgam motor. He holds, whatever gives a bad taste is motor. And that's the reason that for Zarim it's also because the truma fell first, it was noisne tamim shvach. But koyanim, the truma that fell first doesn't cause an answer. Shemitah, when it fell, just gives a bad taste. Omar of Abba Mari, Mao Bishidas Oviv, Rabbi Mari says, we don't have to say that the Truma fell first, and then the Shemitah fell. It can be fell together. So what's Shat? What does Abelozer of Shimon hold? He holds the Shitas Oviv in what case? Kamoide of Shimon Omar calls Sfichim Mutarim. Kerablozer of Shimon Omar calls Sfichim Mutarim. He holds that Sfichim on Shemitah's Mutar. Sfichim means that they grow on their own. The same of Shimon holds that items that grow on their own in Shemitah, it is mutter. So Rav Shimon also holds that. So the only problem is because of Truma. That's only for Zarin. For Kehanim, there's no problem. What about Shemitah? Shviz doesn't cause Eser. Says the Gemara, Klum Homer Rav Shimon b'Sfichi Yerek, Dilu b'Sfichi Zroim. Rav Shimon spoke about Sfichim of vegetables that grew on their own. But who said he spoke about Zroim, about seeds, about what we talk about here, yeast, which means it's made out of wheat. Who said he spoke about that? Says more vekamos, and we concluded his svichi erik, his svichi zroim. There's no difference. Vegetables and seeds are the same. Vegetables and grain is the same. The same way by vegetables of Shimon holds no iser, also by zroim you hold the same thing. The Gemara now brings in a third way to explain it. Rabbanin de kisud amrim achad b'shitas oviv achad b'shitas chachom. He goes both with his father's shito and with the chachom's shito. B'shitas oviv mishunoid nitam livgam mutar. He goes with his father's shito, we're going to his son Livgam. But he holds a chachom regarding the fact that two shemus joined together to oyser. So Rav Chaim explained that the Rabban de Kisri also explained that the Trumo and the Shviz fell together. And when they fall together, at the beginning they cause a shvach, and only later they do a begam. So therefore, for Zarim, in the beginning there's a shvach, you have a shmito, you have Trumo, it's oyser. But for the Kriyanim, it's only half Oyser, because only half is Shemitah, and the other half is Trumah, so it's Mutter. So that half, that when it does the Shvach, half of it is Mutter. And eventually, both do Livgam. Now, if you can ask, why by Zarim it's also, it's two different Shemus, it's Shemitah and it's Trumah, the answer is two Shemus joined together. So according to this, Rav Shimon agrees with his father Rav Shimon regarding Noisetam Livgam. He disagrees regarding Shtei Shemus that joined together, and he disagrees with his father regarding Sfichim of Shmiz. He holds Sfichim is Asr. So Mitzat Sfichim is Asr. Mitzat Shtei Shemus is Asr. But it is Mutter because it's Noisin Tal Nevgam. So according to the first explanation, Rav Shimon can work with his father that holds the two Shemus don't join together. But according to the first explanation, the Truma fell first. It was only one thing, and therefore it's also Lazarim. And only by Kriyanim you come to Noisin Tal Nevgam. But according to this last Shita, even when they fell together, it's still also because they joined together to be Oyser, the whatever it fell into. Because of Lazar Shimon, all the two things can join together to cause a Isser. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Arlo Daf Lamed Aleph.